Okay, there you go. I hit record, and now what do you have to say?
I'm picking out of the many things we're thinking of.
For the audience.
The fuck Mary.
I just want to.
Shut the fuck. I'm joking. I said we should start with a fuck Mary kill because that's what you wanted to do. God, no, man, you know they don't listen. God damn, late. Fuck this shit.
Okay, audience, as you can hear, Courtney has had her 18th birthday, and therefore she has turned into a typical bossy woman giving orders and thinking men will listen to her. this is Podcast X. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. And Courtney, what do you have to say to the audience now that you're an ancient 18 years old and you're no longer a child? Don't look at me. That's good. You really want to do fuck, marry, kill first thing in the... Okay, well, fuck it. Okay.
Fuck, marry... Podcast sex.
That's true. Okay. Here's my fuck, marry, kill. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was going to say that you were coming in low, but now you're okay. All right. Natalie Portman, Megan Fox, Lindsay Lohan. Oh, you may have noticed that they're all women, which I did on purpose because you really are freaked out by even the very idea of lesbianism. But now you have no choice.
No Scarlett Johansson?
No. But that's interesting, so you would make an exception for her.
Yeah, can we have... Because I don't like... No one likes Lindsay Lohan. I like Scarlett.
All right, you know what? I'm going to scratch her off my list because that would make it easier for you if Lindsay Lohan was on here. All right, Scarlett Johansson, Natalie Portman, Megan Fox.
I would kill Megan Fox because everyone thinks she's so hot, and if she's dead, then she won't be the hottest girl alive. Ha ha. Let's see.
I want to comment. Even though I feel Megan Fox is a bitch, and I would
she
only,
is.
Yeah, I would only like want to hate fuck her. Like, you fucking bitch, you're worthless, take this, you know, like that. But, yeah, if she was dead, fucking her would be kind of a bonus, because, yeah, you could, like, treat her any way you want. I mean, fuck it, she's dead. Now, I want to clarify, I would only fuck her if she's, like, freshly dead, like if I had just killed her.
Yeah, because otherwise you get diseases and stuff.
Exactly. Well, you've got Portman and Scarlett Johansson left.
So, Natalie Portman, I would say, is an intellectual equal, if not superior. So, yeah, she'd be good to marry. You know, we'd have stuff to talk about. And that leaves Scarlett Johansson.
In effect, you're admitting that deep down you do have certain urges when it comes to Scarlett Johansson.
That's the thing. It's not the same as when you're attracted to a guy. I don't know if I can explain this to you enough times. You can like a person of the same gender. You don't have to be attracted to them sexually.
Okay, Courtney. If Scarlett Johansson came up to you and was all like, shit, I'm hearing myself. Are you hearing like an echo when I'm talking?
Nah.
Okay, well, anyway, if Scarlett Johansson were to approach you and be like, Courtney... I, Scarlett Johansson, have never been with another woman, but there's just something about you. I can't resist you. We have to make love. Right now. How would you react?
I would get freaked out. And yet, at the same time, she is famous, so if she's making out with another girl, and I am that other girl, and there's newspapers, there's paparazzi around, and
Well, no, this is just the two of you. There's no paparazzi around. Nobody will ever know.
Then you'd be like, ah, hell no, jump out the window.
Aw. Okay, I'll choose to believe you just to keep this continuing here. Even though I think what would really happen is you would look both ways and make sure there was nobody around. And, oh, yeah, I could just imagine what had happened next. She'd have, like, a low-cut dress, and she would just press her breasts into you and you would get turned. No, you would get turned on and you'd be excited and yet frightened by the fact that you're getting turned on. Oh, it'd be a whole. Yeah. Yeah. I've got a whole scenario in my head. Mm. Yeah.
But she doesn't have a penis.
She bought one at the adult store. You know,
I know they're not real. That would be horrific if they were. You know, sort of like one of them steampunk laboratory type things and there's real organs. Oh, God. So, yeah, we were talking a little bit before we started recording. And we're talking about Jordan and how, to some people, scientists fire, he's not very intelligible. Yeah, that's basically because he stuttered for a long time. He saw a speech therapist. And then after that, he got ADHD. And I think it may have started when he fell out of the tree. And that tree was in this house in Light Street.
Wait. Now, off the air, you said after you pushed him out of the tree.
I did not say any such thing, sir. yeah, so Light Street was this house that we lived in only for about a year or two, but in my mind, like, that's such a huge part of my childhood. I think it's like, you know, when you really start remembering things, it was about 5 or 6. And so we had this tree in the backyard, and there was a cubby house in front of it that we used to climb on there. And the cubby house was actually made by our dad and had all these really cool tribal patterns. And, you know, as a kid, your imagination sort of exaggerates these things. And so at night, Dawn and I would sneak out. This is before Dylan was born, the fat chav that we hate. So we'd sneak out and we'd hide in the cubby house and, like, see who could stay in there the longest because, you know, it's dark and it's scary and, yeah, to us that seemed like something very adventurous. And so there was this tree. And what?
Aren't there any, like, Australian tree creatures that, like, could come into the tree house and attack you?
Yeah, them nasty drop bears, they'll come in and attack you at any moment. Yeah. So this was, like, I'd say it was an oak tree or something like that. It's one of those really massive ones. And so there was the center part of it, and then there was one branch on the left and one on the right. And we sort of had our little areas. Like, I was on the left side and Jordan was on the right. And then, I don't know, it was just one day he was trying to climb out a little bit too far, and the branch snapped and he fell down. And I climb over and I'm looking down going, you okay? You want me to get mom and dad or something? And he's sort of lying there, twitching, but not really moving or saying anything. So, yeah, I'm freaking out. I climb down, I run inside, and one of my parents was having a shower. I think mom was bathing Dylan, who was about, I don't know, a few months old at the time. And I'm freaking out going, oh, Jordan, he's like dead. Yeah. And so he had his head actually split at the front. No, it was at the back. Dylan split his head. Okay, that's another story. Dylan split his head at the front. John split his head at, like, the side or more towards the back. yeah, my brother's very very accident prone.
Do these accidents seem to always happen when you're around?
Oh, shut up. I hate Dylan, but maybe I kick his ass every once in a while when he calls me a bitch, but other than that, no. When people get injured, it's normally their fault. So he split his head at the back, and they had to glue it, which, yeah, this is when they first started using glue instead of stitching. It's pretty gross.
Now, I did not know that. They don't stitch, like, head injuries like that anymore. They use glue?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think it's because there's the bone just right underneath that layer that it's harder to get the thread through. It is thread, basically. It's easier to glue it together, and that just washes away. It's a lot less painful and easier.
So Jordan has glue in his brain.
It's not in his brain. It was on his head, and this is like a decade ago.
I can't help thinking, like, thoughts like holes and skulls and glue in head and stuff like that, given the comic we're about to review here.
Yes, we're reviewing Marvel Zombies versus Army of Darkness, and hopefully the header picture is me as Ashley Williams.
Yeah, and I just want this on record that you – let's see, February, okay, March, April, May – Yeah. You'll have at least 3 months to get this picture together, so it's totally your fault if something happens and, like, you're like, oh, I never did get that picture.
Well, I've got the costume, which it was a really easy process. I mean, I just got a blue school shirt and put brown ink in it and let it soak for a while. And I mean, previously colored fabrics are pretty hard to dye, so it was just sort of to get that grayish, murky texture. My pants, I'm just using jeans that are sort of a brownish color, because hell no, I'm not wearing brown pants. And yeah, all I have to do is get, well, I'm waiting for someone to make a chainsaw hand. Otherwise I would have done this already. And then I got to buy a boomstick, which is just like a, you know, toy gun. Yes, that should be done soon. And then, oh yeah, my friend Alora, she's a photographer, and she lives across from sort of a very woodsy area that looks like it's from Evil Dead, so I was like, perfect. I was thinking about doing it at the park across my house, but then I realized there's always people there, and that'd be very weird. Especially because the costume is quite revealing.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you made sort of a preview image photo, and as long as you're showing as much skin as you are in that one, you know, it looks fine to me, this picture you haven't even taken yet.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was looking at other people's, well, they call it Rule 63, which is basically the internet rule that for every character there is a fan character of the opposite gender. So, yeah, I've been looking at all the Ashley Williams, and yeah, I figure mine's the best because it shows more boobs.
Yeah, that's pretty much, that automatically makes it the best, and that reminds me, Starhawk also liked your photograph, in his case, very, very much, if you understand my meaning.
He's printed that off and it's stuck on the back of his bathroom door, isn't it?
Probably.
Oh, and there's going to be a whole photo shoot now, so it's just going to be this giant collage. Yeah, so, we were talking about, for the Army of Darkness, Evil Dead trilogy, where's the best place to start? And, well, for most people I've shown it to, I go, well, Army of Darkness, it's a lot funnier and, well, it explains basically what happened in the past two movies, so you can follow along with it pretty easily. It's not that complex. But I decided I'd watch all of them just because of...
Yeah, I was asking you
how... nothing better to do.
How the first two were. I've never watched those. I've seen Army of Darkness a few times, but...
I saw the first Evil Dead, and it's very typical sort of horror movie. I mean, it was made in the time when sort of the Nightmare on Elm Street and, Halloween were all pretty new, so the slasher films were, yeah, not the tired-out genre they are now. But, yeah, it's pretty straightforward, but until the part where they open up the Necronomicon and shit starts happening, and yeah, it gets pretty good. But yeah, and there's a tree rape scene, which Sam Raimi's going to say, I probably shouldn't have done that. He's only saying that because all these feminist bitches are like, oh, could you? It's like, it's a horror movie. It's supposed
to be. I just want to put it out there on record that Podcast X supports tree rape.
It's like, what demon goes, ancient Sumerian demon goes, well, I could rape you, but that would be wrong. Yeah.
You know, if all these parents groups had their way, yeah, that's how, like, every villain in all these movies would be. Like, well, I could kill you now, but Jesus would not approve.
But, yeah, it was one of, when it first came out, it was, like, really controversial and banned in a lot of places, especially in Britain, where it was called a video nasty and all
they,
these slasher
oh,
films.
Yeah, there were lots, I mean, lots of fucking movies that were banned in Britain. And
like, Chucky, I'm thinking, what's in that?
In the one Chucky movie, there is implied doll sex.
Which,
I think in Bride of Chucky, like, yeah.
And, yeah, doll sex, we've seen enough of that in, oh god, what was that called? The voodoo doll thing, fuck.
Oh, that demonic toys nonsense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I avoided those movies because I know they were crap because it's Charles Band and everything he makes is garbage. Oh, you know what you need to see if you didn't see it yet is Cemetery Man.
Cemetery Man.
Speaking of comedic zombie stuff. Yeah, in fact, I'm not even going to say anymore. I'm just going to put that out there.
Oh, then there's, I think Army of Darkness 2, I think, is where most people can start from because it's kind of a remake, but it adds more complexity to the story, and it's done on a bit of a bigger budget. And, yeah, I personally, when I think Evil Dead, I think about that one more than the original. So, yeah, you can pretty much start from any point, and it's a lot of fun anyway, so not a waste of time.
I just thought of what would be really funny if I said, okay, folks, and that's podcast next. Tune in next time for part two. And, like, part one has no reviewing of the comic whatsoever.
Well, we are talking about just the franchise in general.
I like the franchise. There.
They're apparently making an Army of Darkness, Evil Dead 4. Which,
unfortunately, what they're probably doing, undoubtedly, because it's Hollywood, is making some kind of remake. And I am so sick of there being no new ideas in Hollywood, and they have to remake everything instead of making something new.
Then you have things that call themselves original, like Avatar, which is not original at all. It's basically Pocahontas with big blue Indians.
Avatar is the ultimate intelligence test. First, I can forgive you if you go to see Avatar out of curiosity, maybe. But if you come out of the theater and you're happy and you liked the movie and thought that was what movies should be, yeah, you're not very bright.
And back at Justice League headquarters...
Remember, we were cruising home from a Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because I didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around. And there was the leader. And there was the pack. And over there was my baby. And over there was my baby. And way over there was my baby. I want my baby back. Gotta have my baby back. It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt. Thank you.
Well, my mom wouldn't even let me talk about movies I hate. She's like, you're still going on about Avatar. I was like, you haven't even seen it, but trust me, it's bad. She wouldn't even let me bash Twilight. She's like, oh, just get over it. It's just a movie. No, it is not. You know what? Movies are important. It is us. It is our mythology and our culture that generations in the future are going to be looking at. You know, it's our Shakespearean work. It's our Homer's Odyssey. And we have Avatar and Twilight to present to the future generations.
You know,
that's the way I think about it.
After the Twilight movies, it's going to be so hard for people in the future not to think that, like, this was, like, totally a gay culture in 2010.
That's why I have to be immortal and to be there and defend them and go, no, there were good things. There was, like, there was Bruce Campbell and The Prodigy.
What else was I going to... Oh, about Avatar? Yeah, I haven't even seen it. I'm just judging it without having seen it because, A, it's rated PG-13 in America, which means it is a children's movie. And B,
it's been anything. There can be good children's movies.
Well, yeah, like Iron Man, that was good.
Damn that Robert Downey Jr., he's hot.
Oh, Lord. You know what? It was kind of sexy that he didn't fuck Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if he had fucked her, it just would have ruined it. This way they can keep, like, lusting after each other.
Well, you know how there's some stories or movie shows, whatever, where there's sort of this... They're sort of get liking each other, but then they're like, no, of course not. What are you thinking? That's silly. And it's like, oh, goddamn, just get a room already.
Well, yeah, the famous, the one everybody knows best is Moonlighting. Are Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd going to do it? And then they do it, and then everybody stops watching. Because, well, they did it. It's over. I mean, why watch anymore?
It was also, I've been watching a lot of Bruce Campbell movies. There's a TV series he had called Jack of All Trades, which is set in the British Regency, and he's like an American on this French colonized island, and he's with this British chick, and they go on adventures, basically. And then there's like, at first he's like, oh, you filthy American pig. I could never like you. And then they sort of fall in love, and it's like, oh, God's sake, get it over and done with already. So I kind of got frustrated with that show. And I just went straight to the end. I'm like, what, they canceled it before it even... Oh, cocktease, man, cocktease.
Avatar. I have not seen that. If I didn't say I didn't see that, I just wanted on record that, frankly, I'm above it. But you confirmed...
You aren't missing anything. Mm-hmm. You aren't missing anything.
I was going to say, you already confirmed that it's not worth watching. So, and plus also, it's that annoying chick from Star Trek who's the blue chick, and she needs to die. I hate her. If I haven't said this before, like, she almost ruined Star Trek by making Spock into a wimp. It's like, he's like, no, you are not on the Enterprise. Oh, yes, I am. You better put me on the Enterprise. I'm like, that's not Uhura. Uhura would just say yes, sir.
Yeah, that's all she did. She was a good girl. She was like, yes, she was answering the phone, isn't she?
She said yes, sir. The real Uhura only ever said yes, sir. She would answer the phone, like you said. And she had a nice, healthy pair of titties and was there to look good.
I think out of the two of the Uhuras, the original was a lot more attractive. Because she has that 60s look to her.
Even though... Because I was talking off the air to Vixen about this. Yeah, her looks went really fast. There was like a movie in this early 70s. She was playing like a female pimp. And she was already she was already starting to look a little old. And then by the time the first Star Trek movie came out, it's like, wow, what happened to Uhura?
Yeah, I remember watching that, and I don't really like the first movie so much as, well, everyone says Wrath of Khan is the best. But yeah, I was watching it going... Well, okay, I mean, I was expecting William Shatner to go downhill fast. Oh, God, Scotty, what happened to you? And I think it's kind of funny how the person who aged the best, I would say, is Leonard Nimoy, and being Vulcan, you sort of expect that, so it's kind of funny.
I got nothing, you're right. What's funny is the guy who played Chekhov, I think, was the youngest, and he didn't age especially well either. And now they're all dying off.
I don't know what happened. He was like, had a stroke or something? Yeah, I think that's why it sort of went all downhill for him. He's very frail looking.
I just wanted to express my sadness at the fact that William Shatner is still alive. Like, I hate him so much. It's like, this is me acting. It's like, how did you get work? What the fuck?
I don't know. He's sort of like one of those Chuck Norris type people where you're like, well, he can because he's William Shatner, you know? So it's like, he is like Avatar. You can't totally hate him, but you don't really like him either.
I totally hate him. Especially since MC Trekkie is a big Shatner fan. So, yeah, to me that says a lot. It's like, how can anybody be a Shatner fan? You got to be kidding me. Are we reviewing a comic? I forget.
Oh, yes, Marvel Zombies. each cover of this series is a parody of some other Marvel comic. Now, this one is X-Men. I've got it written down here somewhere. My notes. Oh, yes, X-Men 268, which I had seen a parody of, a Star Wars parody of this.
Actually, X-Men, whatever issue you just said was probably an homage to the original, which was X-Men 141 back in the early 80s. Yeah, this is a parody of a cover where Kitty Pryde is in a horrible future where the Sentinels have wiped out most of the X-Men, and her and Wolverine are, like, cornered, and yeah, this is them making fun of that, I guess, with a rather silly cover here. Where the angel, instead of like labels saying missing, dead, angel, he's got a label fillet. Beast, he's got a label over him that says sausage. Shit like that.
And Wolverine, dinner.
Which makes no sense because there's Wolverine.
He's right there.
Yeah, he's right there as a zombie with Zombie Kitty. And Ash is looking like, what foolishness have I gotten myself wrapped in now?
Yeah, because he has been in a lot of crossovers since the Army of Darkness movies finished. Actually, that's another thing. How did I go so long without watching those movies? They are freaking awesome, I think. I think it might have been because the only thing I'd ever seen Sam Raimi do was the Spider-Man movies, and they're all right.
You hate them. Oh, stop, for some reason, even though the first two were good.
I like the second one, but yeah, other than that, it's not... The Spectacular Spider-Man cartoon on Nickelodeon is way better.
I have not seen that, and fuck Nickelodeon, because weren't they the ones that canceled Invader Zim?
Yeah, well, it was more that I think Yonan Vasquez is like, yeah, this is enough.
Okay, if Vasquez ended it, then it's okay. If it sounds like plastic wrap in the background all of a sudden.
Yes, my package arrived. It was my gray material to finish my Sarge Ventress costume. It's a little lighter than I expected, but it will do. I mean, darker.
Just to tease the listeners, you're going to be dressing up at some point as Dr. Girlfriend?
Yes. That would be Supernova, hopefully. Dylan is being Naboo, the Enigma from the Mighty Boosh, and Jordan will be Dr. Horrible.
Okay. Yeah, this should be pretty cool. You'll be the first Dr. Girlfriend who doesn't sound like this when they talk. So, yeah.
Well, I could go around talking like that. Deeper.
Hey, there you go. Are you going to a convention or something? Is it dressed up as that? Because then you could do that. You could put the voice on.
Remember that episode of Ventura's like, deeper. I can't do this. And DeFrost just walks out. I never got what that was supposed to parody, where he's in the shower and he's got a tattoo on his back. And
I would need to see that again. I haven't even watched any of season 4 yet.
I haven't either, because I'm waiting for it on DVD. I mention this all the time. Jesse and I, we have our Venture Brothers marathons.
Oh, I'm going to... Yeah, just to ruin Venture Brothers for you as well... just like Dexter, the wife dies at the end of the season.
You motherfucker.
Because I know off the air you were really annoyed. You're like, oh, Dexter's such a good show. I'm like, well, I read that the wife got killed, and you're like, ah, what?
Army of Darkness, since the movies ended, it's gone on to have video games and comic books. And there's a shitload of crossovers. Actually, it is more crossovers than just his own story. I've been trying to get a hold of the other comics so I could, you know, sound like I really know what I'm talking about, but this is all I know. He's been in a crossover with Darkman, Freddy and Jason, Xena, and even Obama. So, poor Ash.
He's
been hoarded out.
Yeah, the world does not really need Army of Darkness, Obama crossover comics, I don't think. Who would have thought that?
It's like, here's a crossover you never thought about, you never really wanted anyway.
Now I'm trying to think, who would I cross him over with? But you know what? That's the wrong... Fuck it, just do a good Army of Darkness comic. People will read it. It's Ash. Come on.
It's Bruce Campbell.
Watch it start getting really... I'm trying to think of the most ludicrous Army of Darkness crossover I can think of.
Army of Darkness versus me! It's an alternate universe where I've taken over with a zombie plague, and he comes to that universe and he has to kill them all, and then I'm like, oh my god, it's Ash! Well, this is awkward, and then think better from there.
No, because if you were writing it, it would have a happy ending where you and Ash live happily ever after.
Yeah. It's like, the critics like, I didn't get what was the whole issue where they were just making out.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, if you're the one actually doing it, you would have like a 10-issue limited series. Courtney and Ash make out. Page after page, issue after issue.
No dialogue.
Now, I gotta ask you, who would buy that?
Me? Starhawk?
Yeah. Well, Starhawk might buy it if it was like no rating, and if it, yeah. But since most comics tend to be in that PG-13 realm, let me open this up. All right, I did it. We are now finally on page one. Ha!
The first day of the end of the world, in the place where it all began, New York City, where a rip in the fabric of reality appeared in the sky, and a man from another dimension emerged. With terrible power that would lay waste to an entire planet. However, this is not that man. Marvel Zombies, for those who don't know, it's a meta-series taking place in an alternate universe where all superhumans are undead due to an alien virus which is never explained, and why it only affects superhumans, also never explained. It's one of those massive crossovers that is, a pain in the ass to keep up with. Thank God for Scans Daily. And, that's pretty much all you need to know about it.
I'm surprised you like Scans Daily so much, because they cut, like, every other page, it seems, from anything they scan.
No, but it gives you previews, but it's better than the ones on actual comic sites, so I can keep up with things without actually having to download them. I just get the general gist of what's going on.
Oh, okay. See, to me, there's never all that much going on that I feel compelled to keep track of. Like, right now, DC, okay, there's Black Lantern zombies running around there. That's what's going on with them. Marvel, okay, Norman Osborn is having his gang, like, try to kill everybody, and there's lots of violence, and that's what's going on over there. And I really
He's just
miss...
having a midlife crisis.
That's exactly what that is. It must be funny to have a midlife crisis after you've already died and come back.
Maybe that's right. It's just a second life crisis.
Yeah, see, it's like all these Christians that want their fictitious Jesus to come back so bad. It's like, you stupid motherfuckers. He'll, like, come back as an evil zombie, and he'll just want to eat all your brains anyway. Yeah, that's it for this time. Tune in next time for part two.